And he was like, I'm sorry to tell you this, but he had a girl, like, he has a girlfriend. And I was like, wait, what? I was sidetracked.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Yay. I'm going to be sitting out today.
No.
Confidential information. Is going to sub me in?
No, I thought it was going to be like a four thing.
Ta-da.
No, I thought it was going to be like that.
Well, we could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you have thoughts, you could always...
Yeah, I'll just be like... Interject. But like, how close do I have to be to the mic? Cool. Like that?
Yeah, or farther or closer to me.
Oh, it doesn't matter. No, but you have to participate too. I have nothing to say. I'm just going to be here like, woo, boys ain't shit. Oh, okay.
So, J-Dog, how do you like the studio that we have here?
It's better than the studios of other podcasters that...
Yeah, because I'm a very experienced podcaster. So, I mean, it's not the best, but I've been in better.
We found a great winning formula, and that's like to be like relatively obscure that and no one knows us, and then to have guests who are also relatively obscure and then no one knows. It's great.
That's the formula for a perfect podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is how I look when I'm high, by the way.
I really doubt you're high right now. If anyone wants a little snippet of
confidential information.
This character, he's literally the most innocent person I know.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
Thanks, J-Dog.
No problem.
Is that
confidential information?
OGG, what about me? Or... Am I innocent?
Oh, you're definitely not innocent.
What do you mean?
You've done some shady shit in the past.
Ooh. What? Ooh. What have I done in the past? I'm the most innocent person ever. I'm like the biggest rule follower that like... like, honestly, it's like sickening how much I follow the rules, right? Like, you know, right? I always get so nervous.
Shaking your head.
Anthony is currently shaking his head.
As much
Jamie the sound guy from Joe Rogan's podcast.
Jamie, hey Jamie, please look up how innocent I am, please.
I'll just plug myself in.
Yeah, listen to us and
I'll
see.
Just listen to you guys.
Okay.
Oh, but I want you to participate.
I can't. Oh, my voice is a little bit edited.
So no, like yeah, put it in the middle and then
yeah.
Like, put the mic in the
oh my
middle.
God!
No,
I really have nothing to say.
I can talk about relationships.
Yeah, you can.
No, it's bad experiences.
Well, okay.
Well
let's
bad
start
and
off.
Bad
let's,
experiences.
Let's
you're anonymous, so you can just share your experiences.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but no one knows your last name.
Okay, guys, let's start off. Has any of us in this room?
I'm not saying
has
I'm
had.
I'm out of here.
Has any of us ever had a relationship? Anyone?
Does like grade 11 count?
Yeah. Oh, if I would say like you're like, yeah, he's my boyfriend. That would count as a relationship.
Yeah, but she's like grade 11, that doesn't count.
How long was your relationship for?
A year.
A year?
A year. Like I'm doing like hand quotations.
And like you would refer to the guy as your boyfriend or?
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like I'm doing more hand quotations.
But why?
It's grade 11. It doesn't count. No one understands anything that's going on. Like, really immature. Like,
so yeah. You're saying you're like, you weren't like wise at the time? Or
yeah. Like it was literally so stupid.
Yeah.
It felt like elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a relationship?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is news to me. Oh my god. When, how?
I've only been in one like serious relationship and then
oh my god.
How long?
A bunch of other things that I can't say.
See, I told you he wasn't innocent.
It was like 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
6 or 7. How old?
And
were you?
I was like I was 23.
Oh, that's pretty like
yeah.
That's old.
Yeah, no, I like that was like my first serious relationship.
Was wow. It at your first university?
Yeah, the university that I went to.
And was she like your age as well, and you guys studied the same thing? Or?
I think she was like a couple of years younger than me. Yeah, she's a couple of years younger than me.
Ooh.
But it just didn't work. It was just like weird. Like we were just from two different worlds, you know? Like story of...
Was she the same like cultural background?
No. That's
really?
That's the thing is like I was like, it was like not within my...
And how did you, like, start this? Was it you that told her, hey...
Honestly, she was, like, the first girl that was, like, interested in me. And so I was just like, oh, okay.
Wait, what?
So she asked you out or you asked her or...
Oh, yeah, I asked her out. But, like, I'm like she was the first girl that was just, like, I got a, like, sense that, like, oh, yeah, I think she obviously likes me. that I like that I was pretty certain of, like.
But were you guys friends at first? Or was it Oh, okay.
No, but like, actually we jumped into it relatively quickly, though. That was part of the problem.
What's your definition of relatively quickly? Because people have, like, different definitions of quick.
Like, we met, and then a few weeks later, we were friends. And then a few weeks after that, like, I told her that I liked her. And then she told me that she liked me back.
Oh, my God.
And then we dated.
Oh, my God.
But that was, it was,
like,
that's
like goals. Like,
that's... No, it wasn't.
It was too easy.
It wasn't goals at all. Like,
no,
it was just, like...
if there's no spark, then it's, like...
Yeah. It was just, like...
Why?
At least she said yes, you know? Like...
That's why I'm pretty... that's why I just think that, like... I don't know. After that experience, I'm like, it's hard to date outside of... I mean, you can do it for sure. But like for me, I'm just like, oh, like it's hard to date outside of your culture, especially if you feel
agreed.
Like you're embedded in your culture and like it's important to you.
Yeah.
And someone comes that's outside of that and they just don't understand it. Then it's like it's nothing personal, but it's like.
So who ended the relationship? Was it you or her?
She did. But like I was. I know this is like a cop out where like, oh yeah, it was like a mutual thing, but like it really wasn't. But no, I honestly was like kind of relieved when she asked, like when she.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know, it just like there was a lot of tension and like it was just obvious that it wasn't
going anywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't going anywhere. I was sad at the time because I was just like, oh, but I think I was more sad that I was like alone than I was like. Like losing her. Do you know what I mean?
Are you guys afraid of loneliness?
Yeah, well, in a way, yes. Because it's like, if you feel like you don't have someone, and you don't know when you will be with someone, and like you feel like you might lose opportunities throughout time, and you don't want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little fear that I'm sure a lot of guys might have. What? How about you? Do you feel alone?
Oh, definitely. All the time. I'm a girl.
Yeah.
What is that like a common experience among girls?
I guess like I don't know. I'm at that like age in my life where like it's either people are like engaged or like talking about engagement or like they're in like serious relationships. So I'm just here like doo doo doo, like doing nothing with my life, like twiddling my thumbs. Like I know people give me the cliche thing, oh, if it happens, it happens, or like when you're not looking, it'll come find you. But I'm just like, ugh, like, I'm sick of it. Like, I feel like I've been meeting trash men, like, all the time. It's like, when is, like,
the guy.
When is, like, the good person?
In, you know,
I've had such bad experiences. It's like, ugh, I'm, like, losing
See, you know, you're,
faith.
You're ready to be in a relationship. You would agree with that, right?
I don't know.
See, that's the confusing
yeah,
part about women.
It's so
period.
Confusing. It's like I complain, but then I'm like, oh, am I really ready
like,
for it?
Yeah, you're complaining, and then I feel like when a guy would actually tell you, you'd get really scared.
I like panic.
You'd panic, and then you might actually say, I don't know, I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that a couple times, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you want to be with in a relationship, but then the response from the girl is like, I'm not ready. Does that mean, do you think when a girl says I'm not ready, does it mean like they just want to be your friend, or they're actually not ready and they don't want to lose you as a friend? What does that mean to
I think
you?
It's a cop out for the most part.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
I'm
trying not to hurt your feelings, so I'm just saying I'm not ready when
like statistically maybe like 80% of the time it's like them like
letting you down easy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But there's also like that like also small percentage of them really not them being ready due to like maybe school or work or family issues. But you would have to like make that judgment to yourself and think to yourself, okay, is your life really going like downhill, or is it really that hectic? And if it isn't and they gave you that reason, then they're probably like opting out.
Yeah.
So.
Like they seem relatively stable. And then, like, you go on their social media and they're just like, I can't find a good guy. And obviously,
me on social media.
Yeah. No, yeah, I understand.
Do you think girls would be ready when, sorry, but like, do you feel like girls would be ready when they feel like they're desperate to be in a relationship and they go, like, yes, but would that relationship then be genuine?
I think the desperation might come from like females that are a bit younger or. Or I feel bad saying this, but if they don't have some sort of like level of education. They might have like not have much to do, so they might just get into one just for the fun of it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Like, that's what I personally think. I don't know.
Well, I was just wondering, because you were eager to talk about it, so, like, what, why did you want to talk about it so much?
What, the whole... Yeah,
the topic. That,
like relationships?
Yeah. Like, why are you... Because
we want to get the tea, man.
We need to figure out the difference between guys and girls, because...
We're not going to solve that on this podcast.
No, because, we say, oh, girls suck. We don't know what they're saying. And then girls say, oh, guys, like, they, you know... They don't know what they're doing. And then we're just like, well, who's to blame? Or
the guy.
Why? No,
the guy is to blame.
Why is the guy to blame?
They have awful communication skills. They act on the spot. They're not thinking what they're doing. And they don't understand what they're saying in the present.
I'm telling you this.
It's going to affect in the long run.
But then when the guy does what the girl wants, the girl doesn't want that. Like, girls want attention. And then when the guy gives them attention... The girls just like zone out and they run away. Do you know what I mean? Like, girls love attention. I could see it. And then when the guy gives that attention, they're just like, no, 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 this is going too far. They get scared, and then they'll just zone off.
Yeah, because if a guy's too needy and just like, oh, is there anything I can do for you? Blah blah blah. Like, I've heard that that's a turn off.
No, I think that's so caring.
A caring once in a while, but if he did that all the time, always and everywhere, like.
Yeah, if he comes off as, like, someone that has zero life, then, yeah, I would say to myself, wow, like, does he have no life? Like, doesn't he have, like, school or a job? But if a guy is, like, genuinely caring, like, oh, how are you? Like, do you need anything? Like, I think that's so sweet. Like, we know we need that.
Can I, our sound editor over there is laughing. I don't know why.
I think later on we'll put Anthony on the microphone because I feel like he has some.
I have nothing to say.
I think he has a lot to say.
He's bubbling up right now with things to say. Like, he's exploding right now. Like, he just like. But it could get him.
Thankful enough.
Anthony comes off as a person that suppresses a lot of things.
Part of the skill of being a podcaster is finding, like, diplomatic ways of saying, like, controversial things. So just think about it for
not
a while.
Topic.
Yeah, Anthony is an insult. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
What was the most romantic date you've, like, taken a girl on? Like, what's the most, like... creative or like a lot. Hey,
sorry.
He was doing very inappropriate hand gestures. Yeah. Not allowed in this podcast.
Not me, by the way. Our sound editor.
Oh, yes, our sound editor was doing that.
So who did that?
Yeah. What was the most like creative like outing that you took a female on?
It wasn't creative, but it's like the most I've ever done for a girl, and that's I took her out to like the falls.
Stop. Crying like Niagara Falls.
No, people just falling.
No. Yeah, so I took her there, and then I don't know, I took her to a fancy restaurant. We got dressed up. Yeah, it was a very expensive day.
Yeah, wow. Ballin.
And then yeah, we just spent the day there.
Was it like a special occasion?
But I did a lot, but I was so preoccupied with something else that like she could sense it. So it wasn't a great time, but it was like the time where I did the most. But I was preoccupied at the same time with something like on my mind.
Oh my God. Did you wear a tux?
No.
Like, was it that fancy?
No,
okay.
No. It was just like, I was like wearing like a flannel shirt and like a nice pair of, you know, I just like I tried to look presentable.
Nice.
And then I picked her up and then we just went to the falls. And
oh my God. Did you bring her flowers?
I brought, no, but I did on another occasion.
Oh,
I brought
I
her
like
a single rose. Pretty gay.
See, no one does that anymore.
Did you say pretty gay?
Pretty good.
No!
Pretty good.
No one does that.
Pretty good. That's what I meant. I was pretty impressed with myself. But that's the problem, is that it was just gifts and extravagant things from the beginning. So you can't do that. You can't,
what,
like...
What else did you give her?
No, not extravagant gifts, but it was just like a lot of these different signs of affections. Like, I would get her things. This was, like, my first serious relationship, so I didn't know how to act. And then, like, I was with a bunch of, like, guys in like, I was, like, rooming with a bunch of my friends. And I think I was just, I tried to outsource all my decisions with them, and they were giving me, like, different things. And, like, I wasn't, it wasn't organic, so
yeah.
That was the problem. It was my fault, too. Like, I should have had more ownership of it. But, like, I'd ask, like, one friend what I should do, and then he'd say something, and then I'd ask another friend, and he'd say something different.
Honestly, I think it depends on the girl, because, like, every girl is different on, like, what they like. Like, some girls like materialistic things, like the flowers and the chocolate. Some girls just like quality time. J-Dog, what do you like, you know?
I don't know. I've never been treated good before, so I don't know what I like.
That's the saddest thing ever.
Like, hypothetically, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, what's a hypothetical thing that you would like?
Maybe in, like, the beginning stages, like, the honeymoon stages, like, it wouldn't hurt to, like, get a flower, you know? Like.
So you like cheesy romantic things?
Not cheesy romantic, just, like, thoughtful things. Like, if
like, what about arts and crafts?
Oh, I love that shit.
Do you?
Oh, I think that's so thoughtful. Because, like, you
like
know.
Like a macaroni necklace?
Like, I wouldn't wear it, but I'll, like.
I would be very offended
hang
if
it somewhere.
My girlfriend never wore my macaroni.
I think thoughtful gifts are much more meaningful than, like, you know, a purse or perfume, whatever guys get girls these days. Like, obviously, like, if it's, like, Christmas, I don't want, like, a macaroni necklace, I'm going to be honest. But, like, it's nice to have, like, something, like.
That's a shame.
Like, useful.
I think it's something, like, the
and,
guy
like, something
is thinking
about
you,
thoughtful.
And then they just give you something like that, you know?
Yeah, and. If they just are, if they're just attentive to, like, what the girl is saying, like, in conversation, like, if I say, oh, like, I really like this band, yada, yada, maybe they'll, like, I don't know, buy me tickets to, like, the concert, or
oh,
they'll,
like, so
get, like a band
they,
t-shirt, like,
they,
just, like, a little
tidbit. They pick up
like
on things that you say to them.
Exactly, like.
So, if they know you like a show, they'll get a gift based on the show that you like.
Yeah, exactly.
And that means they're listening. Even
exactly.
if the gift isn't that great, it still means a lot because they're just like, oh, I know this is your favorite show.
Exactly, and that means they're, like, listening.
Interesting. Personally, I like it when...
So what were you saying? You were saying something?
I don't know. Oh, I was saying, oh, like, what I like as a gift.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Like, what you like as a gift?
Yeah, I was just gonna, like... I was basically gonna agree with, like, J-Dog over there. I hate calling you that, by the way.
Thank you. It's my Twitter name.
Is that?
Is it actually?
No, well, like,
no, it's something
it's,
else.
It's not my username. It's like my... if you guys know how Twitter works, it's like my
it's
ad name is
your
something...
handle.
My handle is something else, and then my name is like J-Dog.
Yeah.
Or... No, no, it's not
it's
J-Dog.
You don't even know... You don't even know...
It's another
you're on Twitter.
Street name.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, I was just gonna agree with you. I like meaningful gifts, but I also like cash as well.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, like from
like
a girl,
if you give me
want
cash,
a sugar mama.
I honestly like. I think that's the best gift. This is totally off topic to relationship, but I think that's the best gift you can give someone.
I think with a card, like when
no,
when
no,
a girl
just
like
writes, just like give me $60.
Flat. In 20s,
I can spend it. What? What's wrong?
It's funny.
Cause it's just like you can spend it the way you want and stuff like that. So
thoughtful.
Yeah, so it's really thoughtful. So just yeah, they're thinking of me. They're like, I don't like you'll spend it the way that you want to. It's like ingenious. So like, if you're my girlfriend, like give me $60.
$60 each date.
Yeah.
I think food dates are pretty fun. Like, if a guy like picks me up and says, "Oh my god, let's go to McDonald's, get a lot of."
Student life, yeah.
No, like if a guy picks me up and says, okay, let's go to McDonald's, let's get a bunch of good food, and it's gonna sound kind of creepy, but I used to do this with my friend. We would sit in like in my car in parking lots, and we would just people watch while eating food.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And we would like we would make up scenarios going on between the people that were basically stalking. So if we see like a girl and a guy like in a heated argument, we'd be like, oh, she just told him that she has chlamydia and he's really mad about it. Like just like weird stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I think that would be such a fun date.
I'm not talking about the chlamydia. I'm talking about like fantasizing about other people having chlamydia. That's a really weird first date.
I'm just so low maintenance.
Oh, so we're talking about first date or like any date?
No, no, no. This is like maybe like deep into the relationship where we're like comfortable really with each close, other. Like... Yeah, you know, like at the beginning stages, you gotta like compress a bit. Like I don't want to start low. Like you gotta start like a bit
but
high.
If I start low, then like
that, you can only go high.
Then I can only go high, right? Like what if I was like crazy extravagant with my first date and then from
you
that
set the
point,
bar too
like,
high,
it's
yeah,
it's not sustainable. Then what so, you like, you have to find a middle area. First of all,
yeah, a middle area is good.
I think it's kind of, like, inappropriate to give, like, a really extravagant gift to a woman because I feel like that pressures her into, like, mm-hmm. like getting, like, a really you, yeah. expensive piece of jewelry, like, on the second date or something like that.
Oh,
would be,
no.
Like,
I don't
that
think,
would be, like,
no.
that would be huge. Yeah. Like, that's just wrong.
Yeah. That's always, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like when newly couples get together and then all of a sudden like Christmas comes around and then they're both like, oh, like do I get them a gift? And if I do, what kind of gift do I get them? I've been seeing that a lot lately. And it's like, it's kind of funny on my end because I'm like, oh, look at these people struggle. But what do you guys think? If you got into a relationship in like September, October, and then Christmas came around, would you get your girlfriend a gift or would you get her like... an experience-esque gift, like tickets to like a sports game or something, like
yeah,
like nothing too meaningful.
No,
but it's a gift.
I think yeah, like
nothing over like if it's like our first, like it depends how like if it's Christmas and it's like we've only been dating for 2 months, then I'd get her like a gift card or something. I don't know.
No,
gift cards are bad.
I would figure really? Out something that we have in common or something that. We
yeah,
relate
like I'll
to.
Try to look for something meaningful.
And then, yeah, something meaningful.
Yeah, gift cards are kind of a cop-out. But, like, yeah.
No, a gift card is something you give to, like, a friend, you know?
That's
not,
true,
like, your girlfriend.
Like, but it depends. I mean, like, how much is in the gift card? Like, if it's a $10
if,
gift card, it's
60
one thing.
Bucks, you can ship
60
it to.
Bucks, I would love it from Best Buy or something. So I can buy FIFA.
So
confidential information.
What's the most like extravagant date you've taken a girl out on?
I've never taken anyone on a date.
Stop
well,
lies.
I've never had a relationship, so like
yeah, that's true. You're very young.
I'm very young.
Very yeah. young and naive. Sound editor Anthony, have you ever taken a girl out
that.
On
no,
a
I'm
date?
I'm not entering this conversation.
Have you? You have. Tell us. I feel like you're the most creative person in this room, so I feel like you've done something very like unique no. for a female. Yes, you have.
He's so nervous.
Went
he doesn't
park,
work.
Maybe.
Oh my god, we're forwarding. We're forwarding.
This is the darkest part of my life.
No, but let us shine a light on it and help you go through
all
it.
All you hear right now is like the pushing the mic back and forth. Let's just talk about no, don't talk about it. Yeah.
Oh, this is much better.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So tell us why you think why do you hate men, Jada? Why do you hate all men?
I don't hate all men. I hate like a portion
most
of men.
Men.
What is
most
it about the
men.
The men that you hate like specifically?
Honestly, yeah, go ahead.
No, that's it. Like it's a question. Like what yeah. specifically
the,
like thing that you
just
hate?
They're just awful communicators. They don't know what they want, and then they make us crazy, and then we go crazy because they make us crazy, and then they're like, "Oh, women are crazy," and then we're always like, "Yeah, because you made us crazy."
No,
if only you tell us what you want and what you're feeling, we will not be crazy. Because I'm gonna be honest, us girls, we really go into our heads. We overthink a bit, like. You know what I mean? Yeah, that is kind of our fault. But if the guy was just straight. With how he's feeling, what he's thinking, then we wouldn't go
into our mind. But the thing is, what
if
him, the problem is, like, the reason that you're not straight with guys when, like, again, you told us that, like, when you say, like, I'm not ready for a relationship, is to let the guy down easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, again, that's an example of not being straight, right? Like, is that...
I mean, I think guys would rather, like, a yes or a no, to be honest. Because it would make them more sane. Because if it's like, I'm not ready, well, are you ever going to be ready? Or like, are you genuinely not ready and you just give it a couple of years and then all of a sudden you're ready? Or like, how long, what does it really mean? And
like the waiting around thing, I feel like that only works in movies. Like, if a person says no, then you shouldn't wait for them. Like, even if they say, oh, like, maybe when I'm done school, like...
See, that's fine. If they say no, that would be great. Well, there's a bunch
of
things in
movies that we shouldn't listen to about romantic relationships. Like, the one, the idea of the one, I think, is nonsense.
Yes.
There's no such thing. Exactly. It's like, the one is whichever one that you're married to. And there's, like, a million ones. Like, you can find, like, a girl who's compatible with you. Like, it's not like this celestial thing where it's like, oh, there's only one girl out there that's perfect for me and no one else. Mm-hmm. I think there's like, there are many girls that are, or many guys that are compatible with you. So there's that idea of like romantic relationships mm-hmm. that like,
there's definitely
in movies that don't work.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a soulmate and our like,
well, the soulmate is the person that you like marry. That's your soulmate, right? Yeah.
Well, when you're in a relationship.
But that doesn't mean that it was, like, predestined from the beginning of time, that, like, it's only this one person.
Yeah, but, like, when you're thinking about being in a relationship, are you thinking about being in a long-term relationship or a short-term relationship?
Well, yeah, I'm not getting any younger. So, I don't want, like a one-night whatever. No, I want, like, something, like, that's, like, if I meet a guy, I either have to think to myself, do I see this long-term or is it not worth it type of thing?
Right.
Well, the point of dating should be like for people in like more, I don't know, traditional communities, the point of dating is to obviously get married.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, why?
Honestly, for some people it's not like that.
I know it's for some people it's not like that, but that's like, I'm not like, that's not a good thing though.
Yeah, like some guy in my high school would be with a different girlfriend 3 times from the period of grade 9 to grade 12.
But not from the community that we're from. Like from the community that we're from, it like we're more like
traditional,
like, yeah. Old-fashioned, where, like, dating... It doesn't mean that you have to marry every girl that you date, obviously. That, like, but it's, like, you have the intention of getting married.
Right. Yeah,
like... I'm dating to get married eventually.
Yeah, like, you would have it at the back of your mind, like...
Of course.
For my first date, if after first date with a guy, if I don't see myself getting serious with the person, maybe not married, but serious, then I'll just, like, stop it. You know, like there's no point if I'm not into it from the beginning, how am I gonna be into it
right
down the road?
Yeah, I agree. Like when I'm trying to be in a relationship, I think about long term, and I'm sure they think about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, is there a mutual like feeling about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we should just go back to arranged marriages personally.
No, honestly, my friend did an arranged marriage. And so she met her family gave her the number of this guy, and she was like, talk to him, see how you feel. They texted for a week, and then after that week they got engaged.
Wow.
And I think like a year later they got married. He's like a doctor, whatever, he's like a very nice guy. My friend, like, she's like an angel. They go on these really great vacations, like, just to put it out there. Like, they do work. They're both, their families really get along. They're both of them are so
it's not
perfect
a crazy
for
idea.
Each other. It's really not that
idea.
Far-fetched. It is,
like,
maybe it is.
The idea
know.
Of dating here is, like, okay, first of all, I'm not advocating for, like, actual arranged marriage.
Yeah, like, same, like, retweet.
I live in, like, North America, so, like, I'm in the 21st century, so...
So we're a bit modernized, guys.
Yeah, but like the whole dating thing was like promised us to give us freedom, like, to find our, and all that's done is just like make us miserable, because like it's just like one humiliating rejection after another.
And it's
and some people are lucky to find the person that they're going to marry like off the first date or whatever, but for most people that doesn't happen. That's why we have all these apps, like these like matching apps like Tinder and Bumble and stuff like that. And even then, those apps are like terrible. Like people hate using them. I wouldn't know. I've never used one.
Same.
But yeah, like most people I talk to that have those apps, they're just like, well, no, like I deleted it after like a week or two. It was too creepy. Even the guys delete it because they don't like it either.
Yeah.
Right? So like I think we've exchanged like... freedom of dating with like just unhappiness in general.
It's really it's become a game, and if you're not a gamer, I'm doing like hand quotations, then you're gonna suck ass at it. And honestly, I suck ass at it. I don't know how to play these games. Like, I see everything like face value. Like, I don't know. Like, some, like, okay, let's say I'm texting a guy. My friend will say, oh no, don't use that emoji, or don't say this. Like, what? It'll come on too strong. And then I'm like, what are you talking about? I just want to have a conversation with this person.
It's really important to just be yourself, so honestly.
I hate that saying.
Exactly.
Just being yourself.
Be yourself.
It's so true. It's cliche, no, but it's so true. Though.
Because the it's girl true, wants like, to be with someone who's like real and not.
It's fake. True, but it like takes away from the fact that they're just like socially awkward people who like where being themselves is like, I can't like look at you in the eye. Like, I need to be like alone and stuff like that. It's like some people like having relationships is extra hard.
Like, well, then they have to find like, the person who's like that as well. Like, what? You know what I mean?
Well, no, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's tough. Like, that's why I think like we were like the unreleased podcast. We talked about Jordan Peterson and we talked about why he's so appealing. And it's because like some people just genuinely need the direction to like, because they don't know how to talk to a person of the opposite sex and like. Vague opinions like be yourself is not helpful to them.
And do you think like opposites attract? Like if
no. I think like if you're like a neurotic person, you need someone to like balance you out by who's like relaxed and more chill. If like you're both like anxious people, then it's just gonna be really bad. But like in terms of like your values that you share, like you have to be on the same page on that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't believe in opposites attract kind of a thing. Like, I mean, if you don't share the same, like, goals in life, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know.
Yeah, but in the opposites attract situation, it's much more exciting because, like, one person might be interested in a very different thing that will show said opposite person this new, you know, like, experience. And it creates some sort of like chemistry and spark. It gets exciting, and I think relationships need some sort of excitement.
I feel like in the beginning like it's really good thing. Yeah,
I think that lasts.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in the beginning.
I feel like the novelty wears off after a while, right? And once you're married to this person like for 30-40 years, it's like it's not gonna be cute anymore when you're like when you're like, oh, you have this quirky thing where you just like, you know, you're rude to me or something like that. Like,
that's not quirky, that's abuse.
I mean,
it's like after like 20 years, it's gonna be like, no, I actually don't appreciate that anymore.
Like, guys might like it, oh, she's so shy, you know, I like that. But then after a couple of years, she's not really talking and communicating, and then you're getting really frustrated, you know what I mean? Like, in the beginning, it's good, but like long term, it could get really bad. Or maybe she just talks so much, and then you're like,
you find that attractive because like it takes the pressure off you in conversations.
Yeah.
But then like you find out later, oh, like she cuts me off and she doesn't let me finish my thoughts, or vice versa. Like for guys too. So like, but sometimes like those are like little things that you can like work through. But if it's like your whole relationship is like, oh, she has like, they have this quirky thing that like is totally different from me. That I'm not used to, like it can be a problem in the future.
But if they know that they have this kind of problem and then they like address it in the beginning, I think that's really good. It's like, hey, you know, I'm not really good with this, so that you can like adjust yourself on like learning her like problems. Do you know what I mean? Why is everyone smiling?
Such a weird sound.
I looked at you as soon as it opened and your face was just like yeah.
Would you trust your parents or your friends to set you up with someone?
I would trust my parents more, honestly. Really?
I don't know.
I just want my mom to set me up with someone.
That is the most wholesome thing.
Honestly, like, who cares more about you than your parents? Like, but it depends. Like, I was fortunate enough to be raised in a great family where my parents both cared and loved me. Like, that's not always a practical thing for some people. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, too, I don't know.
I think parents sometimes are in a rush for their kids to get, like, married or be in a relationship. And they'll just find
not mine,
anyone.
Weirdly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, they won't really care much about the person's personality or whatever. It's like, all right, she's opposite gender. go for it.
No,
like,
no, no.
No,
I think your parents times, but like, no, they will care. They will care about her, like the morals and like religiously and stuff like that.
Out of everyone, know what it's like. Obviously, like if your parents are married, know what it's like to be like to marry someone that they don't like, or like, you know, they won't set you up with just any person.
Yeah, right? They'll actually obviously think about like they will think about personality, but also like religious. Like religious things, you know.
Oh yeah,
I hear all these stories about how like parents are eager to set their kids up for marriage. Mine, like, I think mine have given up. Like, they're just like,
oh, retweet.
They're just like, no, like, I'm not, I don't care about you. You're not getting married.
Yeah,
my dad has dropped a hint that maybe I should become a priest or something like that.
Oh my god.
Like what about a priesthood? I'm just like, oh, dad, no.
My mom keeps seeing like all my friends like get engaged or get into relationships, and she just day in, day out says there's something wrong with me, and really? That like I have no game. Yeah, especially like this past summer, like, you know, like one of my closest friends got engaged, so that kind of like got things going, and then she would just be like, what's wrong with you, like why can't you talk to guys, like why is this happening to
and
you?
And I was like, pressure. I don't know. There's this
talking
huge
to guys
pressure.
Is not a problem for you.
See, cause a guy, okay, par exemple, I was talking to a guy, very generic, you know, talking about the day, sends me a shirtless picture.
No
I was
way.
Like, I panic. I was like, what the fuck is this? Why, like, this came out of nowhere, like, absolutely nowhere.
And you know this guy from, like, school, or, like?
It was from a conference.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just, oh yeah, definitely. But it's just like, this shit like that frustrates me. It's like, oh, like I know there's such good guys out there, and I have to have like scum of the earth, like,
well, in like my hands. You don't have to talk to them.
Yeah, I know. I was talking
about
boredom.
Is that like girls get frustrated when we say, when like guys say like, oh, girls are attracted to jerks, but then like, what is it about a guy like that like makes you want to talk to him?
I stopped talking to him, by the way.
What?
I stopped.
Okay.
Because after that,
I mean, like, that didn't come out of nowhere, right? Like,
no, it definitely, I'm going to show it to him, our sound editor.
Okay.
You guys could keep talking.
I'll make any comments.
I want to see who it is.
No, you guys don't know, because he's, like, your people.
Go, let me see.
But he doesn't come to, like, our thingy mobobber. I don't even want to read. I'm gonna gag.
How long ago was this? Was this recent or?
Do I go now?
Did you find it?
What does it say? You have to show us. You have to show us.
Where did
now.
That come from?
Oh, you have to show us now.
Let me see. Give him a quick look. Just flip the phone.
Anyway. Oh no!
That was so funny.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh.
The
combo is so red.
It's like a normal conversation. Normal
conversation.
I was like, hey, do you have the same conference on said day?
It's a formal invite, or are you being... Okay, first of all, he was kind of flirting with you, and you were just like, You like kind of accepted it, but then he was just like, but it's still random.
Why? Like,
wait, what did you reply to that photo? Like, nice or
okay? So
you're a flirt. That's your problem.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no, I'm
do.
Not.
You
I'm so awkward.
So
I'm so awkward.
What was the reply to that
okay.
photo?
So when I got that photo, I was like, okay, J Dog, think. I don't like when. I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. I was like, okay, he must have gone through some sort of thought process for this. I don't want to, like, kill his ego. You know what I mean? I'm like, don't want to be that person. So I was... I didn't even send that much of a good reply.
Can you read it?
What did you say?
No, just read it out loud.
How did you read your reply to it? What was your reply?
Wait, no, that was no good reply.
That's shock. What was it? Can you read it?
Just say it out loud.
I was like, oh my god, wait.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh my god, LOL, you kill me. Like, what else am I supposed to say?
Okay, first of all, if I were a guy and I got that message after sending a shirtless picture, I mean, oh, I would think, oh, she's into me, for sure.
What?
And she liked that. Oh my god, LOL, you kill me? That's like...
So cute, so cute.
Oh my god. But like at the same time, I didn't. You have to like, be more like blunt him.
With guys and be like, no, like that wasn't cool, dude. Please stop. Don't do that again. Even if it makes it awkward.
Like I was so like traumatized. I panicked. I panicked to my roommate. I was like, what is this? Like I did not like initiate this. Like I'm not that kind of girl. Like I don't want this. And she was like, you need to relax. And I was like, okay, I do need to relax. But like still like where did that come from?
Do you think that guy,
you say, oh my god, you kill me all the time to me. Now I know it means nothing. No, but I don't actually kill you. Wow.
Do you think that guy sends that, like, does that kind of thing to multiple girls?
I have no idea. Probably. I really have no idea.
Because at the same time, sometimes
I literally maybe, just have met him not. Once in person.
Sometimes I've never seen this from a guy, to be honest. But like, you see in girls all the time where you're messaging a girl, but you feel like she's also messaging 100 other guys. And then you're like, is she really into me? Or because, you know what I mean?
I mean, I know from said conference that I met this person at, I did not come off like that. I'm very awkward in person. Like, I'm a very awkward llama. So, like, I don't know where he would get that information or idea from.
Maybe he just liked you, like, your personality and, like...
I don't know how to make conversation with random people. He
asked you if you were, like... flirting, and you basically said yes, to paraphrase it.
Wait, what? No?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think you picked up on it. Maybe you just said, like... But the way that you answered him was, like, I am flirting with you. And then he's like, great, I'll just take off my shirt now.
You gave him the thumbs up, J-Dog.
If I read that, and... Well, I wouldn't take off my shirt like that, but, like... No, like I'm trying to read it from his perspective.
It's so cringy. Like I never knew people did that. I'm just like, hey, I just want to have a conversation here. You're just being that. Like
you initiated the conversation, right? Of course, he would take off his shirt.
No, like no, but I asked when a guy gets a message from a girl.
It's like, oh, like she loves me. Basically, she's like in love with me and. And then she's like, and then you're like, are you going to this conference? And I'm like, okay, first of all, she loves me. She wants to know if I'm going to this conference. And then I'm going to say, are you flirting with me? And you basically said yes. So she's like, great. I'm just going to, you know, take off this my is
straight up
clothes.
Overthinking to a whole nother level. I feel like when you're in, like, in relationships, people just overthink like crazy.
Yeah.
No, but like, if you got a message from a girl, it depends on the girl, obviously. But like, when girls message guys first, it's... It's like, guys, like, I don't know, not all guys, but like for me, I'm just like, oh.
Like, what was the motive?
Yeah. Unless like, I. It depends on the girl, obviously. Like, if I've known the girl for a long time and, like, we're good friends, then, like, it's fine. But, like, and if, they, or if they want something, like, a school related or whatever, that's different. But, like, if a girl's just, like, messaging me just to say, hey, what's up, and I don't really talk to her that much, it's. To me, I'm like, what's going on? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, why is she doing this?
That's so sad. Maybe they just want to talk to you. Like, maybe. You know. Nothing is ever
No,
that
I'm not
deep.
Talking about, like, my friends. That's
oh,
different.
Oh, like, if it's, like,
a girl that I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
Like, my friends, obviously, I know it's different. But, like, I'm talking about girls that, like, I just barely talk to.
Yeah.
And they're texting me saying, like, what's up? How's your day?
Oh,
and
yes.
And we don't talk regularly. Then I'm like, well...
Yeah, why? Like, what's the motive? Yeah. Like, tell me now.
Yeah. So. Our sound editors
it's very inappropriate
today.
Out
of control right now.
Very
this is why he didn't want to be on the podcast. Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
So those are the actions.
But I honestly
without speaking, I can't imagine what would happen if he was speaking.
Honestly, I think you need to put down the Ariana Grande.
Uh-huh.
I think, and just stop listening to her. Because it's like...
Hey, no, okay. I used to not like the song I was not a fan of the Thank You Next song. I was like, oh, it's so overplayed. Oh, it's so basic. But then, you know what? I was like, yeah, I'm into this. Go Ariana Grande. We are one Ariana Grande. We are one Ariana Grande song away from never speaking to men ever again.
That's a
and you're proud of that. You're
like,
really
well, look,
that.
Look, like,
but
yeah,
not all
like,
guys are
not?
Like that. I'm not gonna like take off my shirt, you know, while I'm talking to someone. Like, That guy is weird. Like, he's... Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I'm not saying all guys like that. I'm just, like, looking in, like, my own world. Like, I've had another guy, like, tell me, oh, you look better without glasses, and if you just do some weights, you'd look so much prettier. And he would
He told you to lose weight?
And he would send me, like, photos of, like, much more, like, fitter and attractive women, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
Maybe he's just
joking.
What
kind of guys do you talk to?
I don't know. I don't know how they fall in my path. Okay. This was a very long time ago. This was like from... This was like... He was said old friend, but, you know, not in my life anymore. It's been like a long, like, 4 or 5 years since I've talked to this person.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. Just... I just like... You have to be more selective, I feel like, with guys. Because guys are just... Guys are thirsty.
There was another
guy.
You have
to be more selective.
We met at like this wedding or something, and then got my number, whatever. And then he was like, "Oh, I want to take you out to eat." And then I was like, "Oh, I really like sushi." And he's like, "Okay, let's go for sushi." So he picked me up, you know, like came to my door. I was like, "Oh my god, like wow, like this is amazing." Went to sushi, had such nice conversation, dropped me off home. We talked for like a night and then did not talk to me for like forever. And that was my first time I got ghosted. And at the time, I didn't know what this ghosting malarkey was. I was like, what is this? Because I was still very young, very naive. And then I was like talking to our like mutual friend, and he was like, I'm sorry to tell you this, but he has a girlfriend. And I was like, wait, what? I was side chick?
Maybe he just wanted, I guess, a
That's
friendship.
Such a
See, like,
clickbait,
it's just...
Clickbait title.
That was really side so you, yeah. frustrating.
I was side chick.
It's like,
like after all
title.
These things, it's like, oh my god, like, I can't even trust men. Like, I feel like after each experience,
where
I build more
these guys
walls.
At, like, general, like...
Like, just general wedding. Life. Like, this was one, you know, like, through, like, a friend gathering or, like, weddings or conference, whatever.
I think, like...
Like, I've never done the dating apps. I've never done that. I will never
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. what was I going to say? I think, like, the best way to do it is just, like, find someone, like, be their friend and, like, let them court you. Long term, like, so that you don't get these, like, because it seems like you get these surges of, like, what the heck, like, the guy comes, he does all these like romantic things, and then you find out something scummy about him, or yeah. he does something scummy, and so, like, yeah. why don't you just, like, try to be, like, friends with one of them, and
yeah,
just, like,
I
and just, like, let them court you in a way, like, build a friendship first, and
mm-hmm.
then, because then you can find out, like, in a friendship, like,
I think
like
in that stage,
your
is the
personality
hardest.
Is gonna come out one way or another, and you're gonna find out like what kind of people they are, right? So like if you know that they're not, you know, if you know that they're not like
for you
dating wise, then like it's gonna be obvious. Just don't like maybe just don't do like the whole like, oh, I met you today, give me your number, take me out to eat. If you're having such bad luck,
yeah,
you know, within that of doing it that way,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, I know. I totally agree with, like, be friends first, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I agree.
Then there's that awkward stage where you're just friends, but it's like, when is the moment where you become more than friends?
Mm-hmm.
Which is super difficult.
That's when you have to pick up on signs. That's
but
when,
sometimes
when
you misread
really
the signs,
attentive.
Which is, like,
yeah,
devastating.
And that's not the fault of all guys, by the way.
No.
Oh, you know what I can't stand is when girls or guys say, like, oh, I'm totally oblivious, I can't tell. When people are flirting with me, I don't believe that at
that's
all.
That's literally me. I say that all the time.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest, like, either you're lying to yourself or you're just lying to other people.
Yeah,
like,
girls know.
I think people are just intuitive. They know when they're being hit on. Guys know when they're being hit on. They can sense it. So, like, you know, I don't know. I think either you're trying to convince yourself that, like, maybe because you don't want that relationship to be... Like,
yeah.
you don't want it to be that way, so you're just convincing yourself. Or, like, you don't want to come off as conceited, so you tell yourself, oh,
yeah, that too.
Like, I'm full of myself if I think that. But I think we all pick up on the cues themselves. I don't think there's actually anyone
mm-hmm.
who's oblivious to being hit on. I just, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think. I'm just very skeptical when people say that. Like, oh, I don't even notice when guys are hitting on me. Like, I think you know. I think you notice. Because then guys will, like, will make it obvious. Like, if the first attempt doesn't work, they'll make the second or third attempt work. But, I think, like, it can come from a good place where you're like, oh, I don't want to think that I'm, them to think I'm full of myself and that you're hitting on me when you're not, you know? But
yeah, it's I think it's the rejection that makes guys really, really scared when they talk to a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, continue. And then it's like you're really close friends, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're ready to like move on to the next level, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just that feeling of rejection that you're really afraid of. Do you think if you get rejected, were you guys not on the same page, and that's a sign of like not a good relationship? Do you know what I mean? Just head nods. Excellent.
So wise.
I think I'm gonna be a monk. That's
my I'm gonna be a nun at this rate.
Therefore,
that's a sad ending.
Our sound editor is not pleased with the ending.
It's disgusting.
Why? Being a monk is very noble.
I could be a hip nun. I could like teach body pump or something.
As a nun?
Yeah, as a nun. Yeah.
But no, I think like the old fashioned way is the best way to do it.
Like arranged terms marriage?
Of, no, not arranged marriage, but like courting and just going from friendship to like, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to find out things about them. Find out things about each other first before you jump into like a relationship, you know, like you meet each other, you talk to each other at one event, and then you exchange numbers and then you start dating. I think that's like, well, don't be surprised if like all of a sudden you find out that this person is like a
shithead.
This part was cut out because it was too edgy. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh my god,
inside joke.
So that is a inside joke from one of our professors at our education institute. Would you say immigrant?
Yeah, he's like a fob.
He
didn't know what he was saying.
He did not know what he was saying. We were talking about sexual urges.
Okay, forget it.
Well, no, we're not talking about it.
This is going off topic.
We're cutting this whole part out, Anthony.
We're going to get in trouble.
We're never going to be famous.
We're going to get expelled.
Dude, we're cutting that whole part out. Okay, so we're back.
So, guys, like, it's staying in.
Dude, I will kill you if that stays in.
Yeah, guys suck, and I feel like after each bad experience I have, I keep making more walls, and I think by now I have a wall as
tall
and thick as the U.S.-Mexican border, and no one's gonna.
There's no wall yet.
The guys are paying for it. Right? No, but don't you feel like every single time you're experiencing these relationships, you're having a better experience, you're improving yourself.
I do learn.
You're learning from mistakes, yes. Maybe, or...
I do learn what I like and what I don't like. And I really have, like, very, like, minimal experience. Like, I've, like, as compared to, like, the average, like, gal, I don't have that much experience. So that kind of freaks me out, too, because I feel like I haven't seen it all yet. And, like, I don't know what I like and don't like. I don't know what's, like, a red flag. And what's not, like, it just that kind of concerns me. So,
but don't you feel like you'll like, every guy's different, so like how will you ever come to a conclusion on what you like? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like awkward pause.
He's like done some
our sound editor's doing appropriate today. Can you repeat your question again?
Confidential information.
So the thing is, like, I was trying to say, you gotta stop laughing, sound guy. So, don't you feel like, how will you ever know when you've, like, the type of guy,
like, found the decent person?
Yeah, because like every guy is different. So when will you know who's your type of guy?
I feel like I won't know from the get-go. Like, I know people are like, oh, like, when you first meet the person, you know when you know. And then I'm don't like, believe no, in that. Like, no, like, I'm dumb. Just... Like, I don't read into these things. I feel like it has to, like, grow. And then one day I'm going to be like, oh, like, there, it's that person. I don't know.
And it's so hard when you want to, like, apply patience to this whole process. And you're, like, eager to be in a relationship. And maybe the person isn't as eager to be in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
No, yes, retweet.
Yes. So, like when you're on, like, a different level, right? Mm-hmm. Like, someone wants to be in a relationship and the other person doesn't want to be.
Yeah, that's just, like, the worst mix. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It is the worst mix.
So you're saying it's bad when one person wants to be in a relationship and the other doesn't?
Whoa, like mind blowing. No, I don't, our viewers, I think you're wrong about that.
I think it's the best.
I think personally, that's my favorite. I'm just gonna have one of the cookies that you brought.
Yes, I stressed baked last night, so like I made Nutella cookies that I brought to our. Oh, yeah, oh, they're Nutella.
Nutella cookies.
Can I try one?
I'm gonna chew right into the mic. I heard people like
yeah,
that.
Do that. Yeah.
There are two, so you may have to like. Distribute. I don't know.
Yeah,
me
and Andrew get one.
And
yeah.
Yeah, oh no! I'll make you a batch. Don't worry.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh my gosh. It's still stuck together.
Yeah, sorry. They're a bit soft to the touch.
Are they crunchy?
No, they're very soft.
Oh.
Only three ingredients, guys. Just Nutella, flour, and egg.
Wow. It's just really good.
Thank you.
It's moist.
Oh. I hate that word.
Yo, why do girls like hate that word, moist?
I don't know. It's just, it's gross. It's just, there's no words to explain the ugh of moist. It's just
one of my favorite words.
Surprising.
Yeah. I use it on the daily. Moist.
It's very moist.
This is a very good cookie, actually.
Thanks. I'm also eating cookies that a friend brought for the house owners, who are two main guests on this podcast, but here I am eating them because I'm trash.
Yeah. I'll talk while she's eating.
Hi guys.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here.
That's it.
I think our sound editor should like give us a tidbit.
No, you don't want the tidbit. It'll be offensive and it'll be not on relationships.
Well, what is it?
We'll talk about it after.
And that's the most offensive views about relationships. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And do you want to be in a relationship as soon as possible, or like you don't care to be in a relationship?
I'm a sound guy. I'm the sound guy.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a sound guy. So it is.
I mean, everyone's different. So what's your point of view?
That's my goal. It's about numbers.
Yeah.
No, this is why I'm not on the podcast.
All right. So to conclude, J-Dog.
Wait. Are you guys capable of love?
What?
Oh, that sounded so good.
First
Thank
of
you.
All,
yeah.
What a stupid so question. Of course, every human being... unless you're a sociopath, every human being is capable of love. Like, what, like capable of loving someone?
Yes.
Yes. Like, unless, like, what am I? A psychopath? Like, okay.
But aren't you guys scared to love someone?
Oh, I hate that.
No, I hate it.
No, I think, no. I'm scared of loving, like, the wrong person.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's
yeah,
profound.
That's pretty deep.
No, like, if you love the person, why would you be scared of love?
Like I'm scared of, like, being infatuated more, like, with the wrong person. Mm.
Because it's the whole, like, vulnerability that comes with love. I think that what freaks me out the most. It's, like, I hate being vulnerable. I don't want to say act, but I feel like...
Listen. Dating is inherently a humiliating experience.
It literally is.
I'm not even joking about that. It's, like, just liking someone can be so humiliating because you're just, like, oh, like, this girl that I really have feelings for... doesn't share that feeling or like is doing other things without me or like just a bunch of things that like you see on, especially with social media now where like you can see what everyone is doing all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, like they're at a party and I'm not there and they're having a good time without me. And it's humiliating. You're not going to escape that. I think you should just embrace the humiliation.
Embrace single life.
Embrace, or like just embrace the fact that, like, obviously in order to like truly love someone, you have to be vulnerable with them. It's just like you have to be more selective before you give those feelings away to mm-hmm. someone. But like the idea of like never wanting to get hurt is not, by like blocking everyone off is not a good idea.
No, it's not.
It's just like not an emotionally healthy thing to do.
I agree.
I agree as well. Retweet. Could not have said it better myself.
So here's the thing.
Confidential information.
J-Dog! My J-Dog, name is J-Dog!
The sound, oh my gosh, is going to be... R.I.P.
I'm going to fix that. I don't have to suffer what I
said. Anyways, the end of... Here's what you need to do. Either you... abandon public life and become a nun.
Okay.
Or you close yourself off emotionally. Mm-hmm. Or you just like just try to be friends with guys first and then see where it goes.
Those
are your three options.
But that's what I tried to be with said conference person, and he was not having it. He took everything in like a weird like flirty sexual sense, and then I was like, wait, I'm just asking how your day was, like I just want to like know, like, you know what I mean, like if I want to have a decent conversation, why
I think
why
you just the... went way too fast then, right?
No,
like,
I
no, not you,
maybe
the guy.
Like, maybe
like why is he
like the way he responded
it, he took it as you were hitting on him, and like from what I saw is like he was like, are you hitting on me, and you were just like, you didn't answer him affirmatively, like, yes, I'm hitting on you, but you kind of answered yes. And so he was just like, great. Let me take
now
off
my
shirt.
Turn.
You know, like.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, like, maybe that's what you need to, like, pick
like,
up on.
Like,
is
I'm
just like,
trying to be friendly, and, like, I'm not getting that friendliness back. Like,
no, but, like. Yeah, I know. But like,
this is frustrating. It's like I am trying to put myself out there because people are like, you don't put yourself out there, you're not going to find that if you're in the house all the time. And it's like, okay, I put myself out there a bit, and then that happens. And then I'm like, okay, let me go back into my house, you know, my safe house with like my tea and my soup.
No, but like, yeah. Or you could just like let friendships develop organically.
Mm-hmm.
See where they go. And then move on from there. Like, I mean, like, there's no formula here. Like,
yeah,
obviously I haven't figured it out. And, like, none of us here have figured it out, obviously.
Yeah, we
but,
are
like,
the worst people to give advice. I don't
but,
know
But the best
gave
thing
us.
You can do is, like, stop doing what you keep doing. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I'm not saying, like, you keep doing it. But I'm saying stop doing what you've done in the past that's gotten you hurt. And then do... Anyways, our sound engineer just keeps interrupting. He really wants to be on the
really
podcast.
I really think he has a lot to say.
No.
I think everyone would be very enlightened.
I'll conclude.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. I'm going to be a monk. That's my conclusion.
We'll start like a little church. We'll start like a retreat. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
And are we going to conclude now?
No, you guys can all talk. We'll all say our goodbyes. So, I've been here, you know, I've been such a big presence, I know, you all have missed me. it's wonderful to have me back, I understand, you know, I'm pretty great. Okay, relationships, you know, can't live with them, you know, I can't live without them, right? that's just the way the life goes, you know, and that's all I gotta say. And me, I just like to say thank you all for listening. My fans, of course, thank you all for staying. You know, and
thanks to our guest J Dog.
Thank you guys for having me. I had such a fun time.
Thanks
I'm very
for being
honored.
Here. That was great.
That was a great conversation.
I'm very honored.
We'll see you guys next week. Or next month, whenever.
Don't date. That's the conclusion of this podcast. Don't date.
And there's no date for a future podcast. We'll figure that out.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.